Rules of the Stupid!
Wow.
You know, I...
Yeah. Our special effects budget's got way down.
I was about to say, I do have a little thing on here that actually makes the echo. We don't have to do that.
No, it's more entertaining this way.
Wow. I actually have one for a change. I haven't had one the last couple weeks.
Good. Yeah, it's been kind of weak lately.
Buy some cookies?
I've been safe. The idiots have been staying away. Last night was the manager at Sharks Club's final night. He's going to one of their other units in, I think, Grand Prairie, if I know.
Sweet.
It's a lot closer to Tuck Tuck Tuck.
So he's going there, and we're getting one of the other guys back over at the Sharks. And his last night there was a huge fight. Now, Officer V, have we ever come up with a name for him?
Yeah, the Samoan.
The Samoan.
The Samoan, that's right, yeah. Yeah. The Samoan was there undercover.
Oh, damn it!
I know. He was undercover.
I wish I could have been there to see that.
Along with a partner. And they were there, and three idiots decided to go at it. So they get up.
Please say with them.
No, they get up. They get them outside.
Damn.
The Samoan body slammed one of them. Hits the guy up 2-3 feet off the air.
Wow.
Belly flop. I'm standing back just watching that, and I'm like, okay. Oh, hey, I know that guy. And he's like, you know that idiot? No, the guy on top. So, I wander over with...
I recognize that battle cry.
Another guy tries to jump in. A couple of guys are rolling in the ground. They pull them apart. The bouncers jump out. I'm not involved in any of this, by the way. There's no fighting with me.
Spectating.
I am a spectator on this. I am observing the stupid. So
eating his popcorn. Yeah. Sipping
You're a
coke.
Trained observation officer.
Yes, I'm going to observe and report. That's what I'm doing here now. So, Samoan got his guy down. He's cuffing him. Other undercover officer is taking the other SOB down. And now the skinny little white guy with a fro cut. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Is bleeding from his forehead and bleeding from the back of his head.
This is the third guy?
This is the third guy, yeah. Right?
His faux hawk was trying to escape.
Yeah, he's standing back there doing the puffy chest, trying to get past the bouncers to get in to help his bud, because they're like on his bud and his bro. And what are you doing being on my bro, man? And so,
incidentally, there's an entry wound and an exit wound. The bullet seems to have missed anything vital.
So there's a drunk chick standing there. And she kind of wanders over and she's like, you know, takes out, lights one of those long filter, long fucking really thin cigarettes.
Bitch stick, yeah, exactly.
And then she's sitting there and she puffs away. And she's kind of older, so she's a bit of a cougar. And she's like an unsuccessful cougar because this is the end of the night. The only ones left are these idiots, a couple of other spectators, and the bouncers and the cops and me. And that's it. There's no one else. So she's not going home with anybody. And she's going, so what do these douchebags do? And Frohawk kind of loses it. He's going, who you calling a douchebag? Huh? What? Who you calling a douchebag? And she stops and she pauses and she looks at him. She goes, well, I'm not bleeding from my forehead.
Yeah, you did.
You just got mauled by a cougar.
Yeah, that was a satisfying
just call him as a season.
And then she peed on him and gave him chlamydia.
Sharks Club Cougar? Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah. Oh, that's not too good.
Well, they are so cute. You just want to give them a hug, but you don't want to fuck them.
Well, somebody obviously
unless you're
did.
In One Direction.
No, really, baby. It was the koala. I've been true to you.
Wow. Okay, so yeah,
that's it. That's mine. That's all I got.
I had an epic one at the bar too, actually, on Friday night, and Mayhem was there to witness it. a really slow night on Friday night at my bar, and we had one group of a couple of dudes. Well, it was two or three of them?
Two of them.
No, it was just two. And they were playing Keno. They were bored. There was no bitches around.
They showed up literally like a half hour before closing.
Yeah. So he decides to play Keno. And he wins $500 on Keno.
That was pretty much it.
Okay. Oh my god! Oh man! If you're gonna rob someone tonight, rob this guy! Rob this guy! I just can't lose! Oh, I want another $20! Yeah, rob this guy! I got money!
As hey. I pulled out my hood.
I would pay you to do that.
I'll be seriously. Up in the parking lot, hon.
No, but the thing is that if I get caught running out, you know, I could be turned to the cop and go,
it was a friend, it's a joke.
He told me to rob him.
He was literally asking for it.
And was his wish granted?
No, no, no. He decided...
What is the legal...
I don't know. I don't know. Let the girl finish.
So, Mayhem had shown up, and he was sitting next to me at my gear, and I'm just waiting for the night to be over. He comes up, he's like, hey, man, I'm going to be straight up with you. I'm going to be honest, man. Do you know where I can buy some blow? And I said, no. You're lying. You're totally lying. I know you're lying. Come on. Come on. You know shit. You're the DJ. You know shit. Come on, where can I find some blow?
Should have sent him to Surrey.
It's like, man, no. I got no clue. Oh, yeah, whatever. Goes up to the bar. Hey, bartender. I'm going to be honest with you, man. Can you tell me where to find some blow?
Did Pat stab him? Please tell me.
It wasn't Pat, unfortunately.
It was the new guy. Yeah. It was the new guy. Well, no. He just, like, he looks at him straight face and just...
You're a white trash douchebag who's just won $500 on Keno.
He wasn't white trash. He was trash, but he wasn't white trash.
Okay. You're a redneck trash idiot who just won $500 on Keno. What else are you going to do but blow it on hookers and blow?
I don't know. That's why he went to Sharks.
You know something? I honestly didn't see that coming. I don't know why I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that coming.
I would have just given him the address to the Walnut Grove Police Station.
my buddy, they got a lot of hookers and blow in there.
My buddy hooked me up.
You know what
my buddy
should...
hook you up. Just go to this address.
You know what you should
call
do?
Call this number. The non-emergency RCMP line.
You gotta get a video camera or just use your iPhone and do a nature documentary in the Sharks Club.
I did.
No, we've done that.
Uh-huh.
I did.
See the douchebag in his...
Didn't Sean actually go out there one time with a video camera?
With a microphone. Yeah. And
interviewed people.
We can do the mating call of the native douchebag. Yo, what up? Notice his cleavage. The fine, bright colors are used to attract a mate. The shiny shirts reflecting in their lights.
And now we'll have our douchebag handler, Dak, go and capture one of them.
I'm afraid we're going to have to tag and release this one.
So it's okay, man.
Here's
it's
a real
okay.
question. It's hard to show up around. With a Ziploc baggie full of, say, hydrated lime and sell it to this guy.
I knew I should have called you.
Because I can get that stuff pretty easily.
Captain Longbeard, that's not lethal. They won't die from hydrated lime.
Still, it'd be funny to watch.
You gotta use, like...
boric acid?
Yes.
Well, no, it has to be some sort of powder form so they'll think it's Coke.
Yeah.
Boric acid.
Well, yeah, okay.
But
borax, it'll get your whites whiter.
Hydrated lime is more readily available to me, I mean.
Yeah, but I don't want to use it to... Never mind.
It'll clean out.
I was thinking... Never mind.
I'm still stuck on this whole rob me thing. If they are literally screaming, rob me, can you do it?
Is it a crime?
Is it a crime?
I was only following orders.
I knew it would come back to that when it's from...
I'm I'm still waiting for an answer.
I don't know. I'll look into the legalities later.
Excellent. Excellent.
I just liked the Luler douchebag when he was checking you out, and then he saw me standing sitting next to you when I looked over at him. And he nearly dove through the bar to get away to hide.
There's like no other women in the bar. So he goes up, gets a shot, turns around, sees me, gives me the look. The sly little grin. Like, hey, and then Mayhem walks up, sits down next to me, he's like, whoop, gone!
I think I was like three times this guy's size.
Oh. Did I tell the story about the douchebag who said he could be the love of my life?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Same idea.
Alright. Next.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Okay, so, was at work, and I was serving this customer off the dock. And he informed me that he couldn't help me load his vehicle.
Now, to explain, you work at a place where you load animal feed and hay and bedding and...
Farming and agricultural supplies.
Right.
And on the occasion, petroleum products. But anyway, so this customer, he...
Fertilizer bomb.
Actually, the fertilizer you'd use for that, they've done something to it so it won't work anymore.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They've decreased...
the nitrogen content?
It's like the 40-0-0 or something like that.
Yeah, they've decreased the nitrogen levels so that it still works for plants and everything, but it doesn't work quite as well for explosives, though there is a way to refine it.
Anyways.
Okay, so I'm loading this guy. He informs me that he can't help me load his vehicle. Not that I would have asked him to in the first place, but because he just got out of the hospital from having a hernia operation.
Okay.
So I'm already feeling sorry for this guy. You know, his nuts are probably just aching. And so I go to climb back up on the dock, and I end up whacking my ankle with my nuts.
He kicked him. He sacked himself.
I found a way to kick myself in the balls.
Yeah. Now, and he hurt his ankle more.
No, I hurt my nuts more, but I was complaining more about my ankle because I didn't want to seem like a wimp. Especially in front of this guy who I'm still feeling sympathy for.
You know, hernia does not necessarily mean his balls.
Well, I imagine they probably hurt.
Go on.
Either way, so... Now, instantly, I'm feeling it. But I couldn't even... I didn't even want to flinch because of this guy. I'm still feeling pity for him, and I ended up... moral of the story is don't kick yourself in the nuts. It fucking sucks.
Okay, I can see how that's stupid.
What about the fight you had?
Never mind that. Like, a day or two later, this co-worker of mine ends up punching himself in the balls, and he went down for about 2 minutes. He
punched himself in the balls?
Yeah, he was kind of ripping some stretch wrap, and it...
Oh, it snapped, and so his hand went clang, and he just...
He was down for about 2 minutes. The rest of us were all standing around laughing, wondering if we should fill out a first aid report. But either way... I felt like calling him a pussy.
I had those moments.
I can just imagine WorkSafe coming in. Explain, how did this happen?
Well, that's just it. Because we're dealing with feed, we're actually federally regulated. WorkSafe can't come in and inspect my work.
Oh. But still, that would have been a fun conversation.
Yeah, yeah, no, I totally felt like calling him a pussy. I didn't even flinch, and he's down for two minutes.
He had one then.
For a few minutes, at least.
It was an innie, not an outie.
Sumo wrestlers have to train themselves to do shit like that.
My balls still hurt 2 days later. My ankle, too. Anyway, next story.
Never mind. I wanted to ask, but I won't.
Do it.
No. And do you have one?
Oh yeah, I got one. Well, actually, I had one that I was going to tell up until this situation happened, so I'll skip the other one and just
get to it.
Fire bad.
Trying to burn me.
Fire bad.
You got there, didn't fire.
You? Says the guy with the long beard. Fire bad.
Trying to get you hot.
Down the lighter.
Setting him on fire cookies. Will amuse you for the next couple of minutes, but it won't make him tell the story any faster.
Exactly.
But you put a lighter on the table, it's shiny.
Teach a man how to build a fire.
I can't find my underwear. I think I left them under your bed.
For a while. Light a man on fire, and he stays warm for the rest of his life.
Oh, yes. the hairpiece. That was the hairpiece that came up with that one for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, to be fair, he also has a sort of fascination with fire and destroying things.
For a while there, his name was the Mad Fidgeter. He would literally come over and break things in my home on a regular basis. Not on purpose, just because he would just disassemble them.
Or he'd fidget with them until they snapped.
Yes.
He would also carve things into small bits, too.
They took it away from you.
All right, bud. Go on.
So, it's always fun, like, to watch people do the stupid things. But it's a lot more fun to actually manipulate it.
I kind of like where this is going.
No, you can do it. Go ahead. I'll hold your beer.
That's always a classic.
That is a classic one.
Yeah, he went outside. Just let me hold your beer for you, and you go find him.
No, man, like, totally. You should do that.
All here, dicks. Doesn't matter if you have it or not. Everyone here is a dick.
I wouldn't do that to you, I swear. So anyway, part of my job is to... Well, actually, my full job is to follow and observe people in stores. I'm a loss prevention officer, and there are the occasions that I do get caught, more or less, following people. And
I get caught doing it all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do.
That's called stalking.
That's talking. Difference. But anyway, doing this and doing security for the past long fucking time, I've learned how to bend the truth a little bit, let's just say. How to think on my feet, especially when talking, because we used to do it in the old company all the time, trying to explain to the property managers why their security is late and blah, 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 and everything else.
Many of you call it lying.
Why?
Bend the truth a little.
Bend the truth.
It's just personal...
In the business, it's called creative truth management.
Personal social engineering.
Exactly. So, I got this one particular scummy-looking...
Douchey?
Yeah. Let's just call him Scummy Douchey. And I've been following
Douchey
him.
Douchey McDouchehead.
I've been following him around the store for about 10 minutes. And he's not really doing anything too out of the ordinary. He's just... The company that I work for actually sent me a email for the upcoming Christmas season, saying what to look for and blah, blah, blah. And in big, bold letters at the end of what to look for, it says, "Do not kid yourself, we are profiling."
Yes.
So, you know, this guy is the typical guy that I'm supposed to be following around the store. So he catches on that I've been following him. So he actually confronts me. Now, this rarely actually happens, where they confront you. "Hey, man, why are you following me?" "I'm not following you. What are you talking about?" He's like, "You've been following me since I got here." I'm kind of like, you know, doing the eye dart, looking around, and I'm like, "No, man, I'm actually not following you at all." He's like, "What the fuck are you doing then?" I'm like, "Well, you see that blonde over there?" "Yeah." "Yeah, I'm following her." Well, why are you following her?" I'm like, "She's like 50. I'm like, "Well, yeah, man, I'm a professional." He's like, "The hell are you talking about?" "I'm a professional HWC.
He's like, "HWC?"
He's like, "Well," and exactly the same thing. "What's an HWC?" "Housewife companion, dude." "What are you talking about?" He's like, "What are you talking about?" Yeah, let that sink in for a second. He's like, "What are you talking
about? You're a fuckface."
Well, hey, it happened at the bar so often, I might as well run with it.
I'm so proud.
"You're a bigger fuckface." There comes a time when the student surpasses the teacher, that it swells your heart with pride, and you have to take a moment and appreciate how well your hard work has paid off. And this is one of those moments. Mayhem, thank you. Oh, all those years.
That's better than my Girl Guide thing.
Has proven fruitful in you.
Oh, but there's more.
Oh, there's more to this. Yeah.
Okay,
so anyway.
I'm going to pee myself. Excuse me.
So anyway.
You know, that's two steps short of, no, really, I'm a potted plant.
Pretty much.
Does that work?
Try it.
I've done it.
So after explaining to him what a housewife companion is, he's like, so you're like a gigolo? I'm like, okay, first off,
We don't use that term.
It's very derogatory. It makes us sound greasy, okay? He's like, so what do you actually do? I'm like, well, just find women that, you know, are obviously married to the higher successful husbands who don't have time for them and blah, 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 and everything else. You know, pulling anything out of my ass at this point because I'm just having fun with it now.
You're shoveling bullshit at a record fucking speed.
I'm so proud.
And I said, all I have to do is spend a little bit of time with them and, you know, they give me things. That's how I make my living, you know? It's like, they just give you stuff? I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, usually you have to have at least, you know, a dozen going at a time because it's not that lucrative just to have one. But, you know, the schedules are always different. So you can just, you know, make the time. Oh, I can make it this time or I can make it that time. Blah, you know, like I said, I'm just shoveling the shit onto this guy. So, pharmacist at the store that I'm at actually overhears this.
Okay, how did she keep a straight face?
Well, he kind of giggled to himself and he goes back and he's whispering to the others at this point, right? So like I said, I'm going off with this guy and he's like, so how do you get into this type of business? I'm like, because looking at this guy, I'm like thinking to myself, yeah, this is the type of guy that would actually do something like this. I'm like, oh, it's really, you know, not too difficult. It just takes a little while to get used to it, you know? You just have to build your clientele and blah, 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 and everything else.
If this scumbag goes out, he actually basically ends up being a drain on some fucking older woman, I will slap your hair off you.
Are you kidding? This is amazing.
But the pharmacist sees that I'm getting a little flustered. Yeah, getting a little low at this point. So I had to smack the shit out of him later for this one, but it did get me out of the situation. He said, probably in the loudest voice I have ever heard in my entire life, across the aisle to where I was standing, sir, yes, your Viagra is ready. He's like, yeah, sir, yeah, you. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, thanks. I just gotta pick up a couple things. I'll be right there. So, I just pretty much left the guy at that. I'm like, yeah, if you want to get into it, I mean, I'm not saying it's easy. It's definitely hard to do, but, you know, just go for it if you really want to.
That's what the blue pills are for.
That's what those blue pills are for. You just got to keep them happy, right? So,
mitts.
I'm actually thinking.
Kill. Mitts. Kill.
I'm actually thinking that this could be a lucrative business. All I have to do is get myself some he bitches and start this up.
You want to become an HWC pimp.
Yep.
Wow. That's like a new name for you.
Yeah, it is.
HWC Pimp.
Mayhem, the HWC Pimp.
I think it'll work.
Instead of hoes, you got bros.
I need some heat bitches.
It's like I said, Dak, it's like graduation day. It's amazing.
I told this story to the girls at my work.
Yeah, so, yeah, she knew about it.
Apparently I'm married to a man whore. Didn't know it. She's been getting all kinds of gifts and favors from these crazy cougar ladies. So what are you doing on the weekend? Yeah.
But you always got to remember, gigolo is a derogatory term.
Yeah, I threw that
we don't use them.
I'm just telling you this now in case you ever come to visit me for lunch at work again and they look at me and giggle.
All right.
Yeah, until somebody slips in their number.
The shit.
Well, I actually.
Come on, Jack. The things that we've convinced drunk people are true.
I know.
In our time.
That's true.
And this idiot bought it stone cold sober.
I mean, well, I can't guarantee that he was stone cold sober. It looked like he was a drug addict, but nonetheless.
I had a drunk guy last night trying to convince me of something that completely wasn't going over. Apparently, he was a DJ from the Cambie, and he wanted me to open for him.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
We don't have DJs. I'm just saying.
I kind of figured.
Okay.
So I got this house on the moon.
I've got three short ones.
Okay.
All right. First, I'm going to start with the bottom of the list. We have new steroid guy. I had this fucking douchebag come up to me and go, "Hey, man, I just tried to do steroid in my legs. And they haven't kicked in yet, but I think it'll be good. I just wanted you to let you know that, I'm gonna be feeling stronger soon." And he's just sharing his life story that he's just trying this brand new steroid.
So is this like advanced notice for roid rage?
Basically, he's like, but it totally isn't affecting me at all. It's great. Cut to 2 hours later. Why did you punch him in the face? Why did you do that? I don't know. I don't know why I punched him in the face. Oh, God. He's my brother's friend. My brother's going to kick my ass. Oh, and then he starts crying. I don't know why. Did I make him bleed? Oh, God, he's bleeding. Why did I punch him? Oh, God, get me out of here.
Mood. Oh,
so he went out the back door.
Did you open it first?
Yes.
You're getting kind.
No, I was just like, what? What the fuck is going on? So yeah, no, new steroids are bad. Okay? Especially when you mix them with like copious amounts of beer and possibly coke. I hope his brother breaks his legs. Number two. Yuppie with a cell phone. So I'm about to do my bathroom check. I'm walking back, and I stop at the door because I always stop at the door to look around before I walk into the bathroom by myself, just to see if there's anybody, you know, around, because it's good not to get blindsided. So I stop, and the guy behind me runs into me I hear this crash behind me, and I turn, and this guy dumps beer all down my side, which is explainable in fact that he wasn't looking where I was, because he just knocked like a pitcher and two beers off the table behind me.
Oh, God.
And then he just doesn't say anything, looks at me like, "What the fuck are you doing in my way?" and walks into the bathroom. So I'm just standing there, and everyone's looking at me. They're like,
"You have to kill him."
Yeah. It's expected. You can tell they're just waiting, and I'm like, and I just lean against the door frame, cross my arms, and start whistling. And everyone still hasn't taken a drink. Just standing there with like their hand. Something's about to happen. It's about to happen.
Can't blink.
To describe this guy, he's like a 40-year-old white guy with gray hair and a golf shirt and like the slacks and the brown shoes. You know, you're obviously business casual yuppie. Okay?
Stuff you could easily grab a hold of.
Now he comes out of the bathroom. And I'm like, sir, you had enough. Time to go. And he's just like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Dude, what am I talking about?
He pissed. He is not going to remember between then and there.
Just come with me. Do you have any stuff you need to get? It's time for you to go home. And I talk to him like this all the way over. He grabs his sweater and a bunch of other stuff that he has. And he's just like, "Well, that guy's drunker than me. And look at that guy. He's drunker than I am." And I'm like, "Yes, but they're not assholes. And they haven't spilled beer on my shirt." And he's like, "Well, I don't, you know, there should be a priority to this kind of thing. They're obviously drunker than I am."
There is.
And I'm like, "Yes, there is. you're a dick, and you're closest to me. I will then go to the next closest dick when you leave. And I will proceed through a various list of dicks that are in here until I have removed them all. You just happen to be first. Congratulations, you are the prime dick. And he's like, you can't talk to me like that. What's the name of your manager? And then by this point, I'm walking as I'm talking, and he's following me because he wants to yell at me. And I want him to yell at me because he follows me to the door. And he doesn't realize what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I give him my manager's name, and he takes out his cell phone. He starts typing the name into it so he has the name. And I give him the phone number to the bar because, you know, go ahead and call him. Because my manager is, you know, 6'3", 200 pounds, and has body tattoos from his neck to his feet. He's going to tell you to go fuck yourself. Yeah. Really nice guy, though. So... He gets on his cell phone, okay? I guess he's trying to call the bar for whatever reason because he thinks the manager during a busy Saturday night is going to pick up the phone and take his complaint right then. And I'm like, okay, sir. At this point, I have him at the door, which is closed. I'm at the door, and he hasn't left yet. He's getting on his phone. I'm like, oh, you can make that phone call outside. And I put my hand on his shoulder, and the hand that has the phone in it, he puts the elbow in my sternum and elbows me in the sternum. I don't move.
Yeah.
Clang.
It's like, boonk. I'm like, no, you didn't. And I grab him by the back of the neck, the back of the pants. He goes head first into the door, and I just one-hand him by the back of the pants, just shove him with one hand out through the door. He goes through the crowd of people and goes about 10 feet to the edge of the sidewalk and slams into the side of a car that's parked on the sidewalk.
That's called a bum's rush.
That was a one-handed bum's rush.
No, that was a standard. He has an hand on the collar, so it's a standard thing. It was just called, it's a one-handed follow-through.
Sure. Yeah.
It was basically a bowling follow-through.
Yeah.
And then I step out the door as I give him the follow-through, and I'm like, really? Because I look like somebody you should shove. No, that's all I yelled. I was quite angry. I didn't, you know, really know what I was saying. But that's actually what came out of my mouth. Really, do I look like someone you should shove? Now, he turns around and starts walking back towards me. And I'm like, thank you. And two customers, one of them's a regular, one of them's not. They don't know each other. But two guys turn around, see what's happening, and actually grab him. Now, they don't know him. They know me.
They just don't want to see a death. And they won't be able to get into the bar.
Yeah.
And the regular's like, no, man. Just, no. And then a couple other people walk up to him and go, just, you need to leave.
Just walk away. Nobody needs to die.
Thank you, Batman.
No, it's
Lord Humongous.
Yes. But and so that's, and he's got this weird look on his face like, somebody touched me. What just happened? Reality is inserting itself in my life.
Yeah.
And I just walk back inside.
See, that hadn't happened since high school for him.
Yeah. Well, no one can lay a hand on me. I'm a 40-year-old business douchebag. Now, best one of the night. Last night, a girl comes to the front door. I am doing bag checks. Trogdor, the other bouncer, is doing the ID checks. And then the women come to me and get their purses checked. So she comes up to me and she goes, okay. Opens her purse. Doesn't say anything first, nothing. When I look inside, I'm like, wow, there's a giant pink vibrator, big bottle of lube, Tic Tacs, makeup.
What flavor?
Giant pink vibrator. And I look up at her, and she's like, oh, don't worry, it doesn't have batteries in it. I'm like, that's fine, man.
That was the least of my concern.
And then she walks inside, and I turn to Trogdor and goes, it's okay, there was no batteries in it.
The batteries were the least of my concern at this point.
Fucking non sequitur is that? Like, really? It was just a handbag, too. It was one of those, like, 6-inch by like, 4-inch handbags. And the only thing in it was a pink vibrator, a giant bottle of lube, Tic Tacs, and some makeup.
How was she going to pay?
It's not that she forgot. It's not that she forgot she had a vibrator in there.
What do you think the lube and the vibrator were for?
But with a straight face, she's like, oh no, it's fine. There's no batteries in it. Oh, cause okay. Jesus, because I was worried there for a second. Yeah, we don't allow batteries in there.
Congratulations, you made it past the terrorist checkpoint. I think. Yeah, have a good night.
Our liquor license doesn't allow working vibrators.
This isn't the dildo you're looking for.
She pulled a droid on
like a Jedi mind trick.
No, it's just the explanation she's used to giving on flights.
Woo! Ma'am, you're gonna have to turn off all electronic devices.
Damn it!
Just hang on a second. Almost there.
Hand goes to her crotch.
Oh my goodness.
Because that's what I was worried about.
So I got stuck at another shitty gig last night. Not that the gig itself didn't turn out well, like the client was happy and the people were, you know, reasonably enjoying themselves. But the thing I don't get is, why would you send a DJ downtown Vancouver to a very upscale bar / nightclub, whatever. They wouldn't let us bring our own gear.
What?
I know. They gave us...
Did you have to stop and steal someone else's gear on the way?
No, I had to...
Say it was a test.
It was the DJ from the Camby. She had to rip him off.
Your mission, should you accept it? Dun, 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 dun. They wanted to see how much you really wanted the game.
No, she had to rip off the DJ from the Camby first.
Now, we do have DJs on Thursday nights. We do.
Oh, but, really?
Yes.
Is his name Sean?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, he's a drunken douchebag.
He's a douchebag.
Anyway, so I'm doing this gig. They had told us there was no room for equipment. They had a kick-ass sound system. It was all set up for, like, nightclub sound. They had 6 subwoofers and pro gear, and all you have to do is, it's an RCA connection, you just plug in and you're good to go. This is never a good sign. Mm-mm. Whenever anyone tells you, oh, don't worry, we have our own system, never works out.
It was a dual tape deck.
I've actually shown up to pubs and had that happen, actually. Anyway, so I show up.
The fuck am I supposed to bring? My brother's mixtape from the 70s?
All Rush, all the time.
Don't stop believing.
I played both those songs. So I had known that there was what my manager called an elevated DJ area. Okay? You know how I complain about being 50 feet away from the dance floor at some gigs? I was on a separate floor. I had no line of sight to the general area. The only thing I could see from my perch was the front door. That's it. Not only that, but because I was so high up in the fucking air...
You got a nosebleed?
No. I was above the speakers, and the speakers were all pointed downwards. Now, when I got in there, the way that I got into my perch, as I kept calling it, was to go up a flight of stairs, and then the stairs had a landing, and then there was a little walkway that went down some stairs again, and then a little landing, and then up some stairs, and then here's this little nook that's supposed to overlook the bar, but there's an enormous thing.
Well, when you go down the stairs, you're supposed to basically jump up and hit the coins, and then you go back up.
Was there a fucked up thing you had to swing across?
No, there was a giant subwoofer.
I don't remember that in the game.
No.
Whatever got past third level.
Third level? I never got past second.
For some reason, they had parks.
The scorpion used to get me when I climbed down the ladder.
Be lucky you didn't get to level 5. That's when the pink dildo showed up.
Yeah, just the flickering stars, because that gets you invincibility
in 10 seconds.
Okay, go on.
Did he?
I once wore the Nookie suit, but it wasn't large enough, so it was kind of...
All right, go on.
So, Yeah, it's like four steps down, and there's this little landing that's about 4 feet long, and in the middle of this landing is a subwoofer that goes from the wall to the railing. So I have to climb over their equipment to get into my little nook to set up my fucking gear, to plug into their house system. Then I have to climb back out and tell them, it's okay, you can turn on my feet now. Oh, wait a minute, what's the parking situation here? Oh, you got to go down two blocks, and you know, typical Vancouver bullshit. So I had to go move my car. The parkade was only open until 1. I was booked till 1. I had to, like, run back out and get my car later. But anyways, long story short, I end up climbing over their subwoofer about 6 times before I start playing sound. About 20 minutes after I started the gig, and, you know, this is just background
music. That could be fun once it's playing.
No, it wasn't plugged into anything.
Also, it's just there arbitrarily.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They needed somewhere to put it, so they put it right in my fucking way.
Wonderful.
Blocking my only access and exit.
That's so ridiculous, I like it.
So, about half an hour after I start playing...
a more defensible position to fire from.
The mutants attack. They hate subwoofers.
Yeah, they don't.
So people are just wandering in. This is a company Christmas party for a cell phone mobility call center thing. Mm-hmm.
Wow, so, sounds like an awesome party.
No, because they were mostly younger people, lower end of the pay scale, right? So they were ready to cut loose. They were getting free drinks at the bar, waiting for the food to come out.
Oh, fuck. The management actually paid for drinks?
They gave away like $100,000 worth of free shit for door prizes.
Wow, I think they're all going to be fired come Christmas.
Yeah, because now there's evidence. They brought in a photo booth. So the photo booth, and you know how heavy these things are, right? Set them up the stairs right next to me. And when they set up the photo booth, they blocked my only exit.
Cool, so if there was a fire, you'd be the first to die.
That's great.
Should have brought the rope ladder.
That's okay. Come back to us.
This is how well managed this place is.
These people own bars. How do they...
This is the process I'm going through, too, right? Because they not only did the client tell us when they booked us that, oh, no, the venue has it all set up. We just need someone to come and play the music. We actually called the venue and tried to explain to them all of these problems, why this was not going to work well. It's like driving somebody else's car when you haven't driven standard in 10 fucking years. And you want me... Okay, I'm above the speakers. I can't hear the volume. I can't hear the tone. I can't hear the pitch. I can't even see how people
just
are...
Just press play.
I just can't... Yeah, I know.
That's all they want.
That's pretty much what I did. I had no idea how they were going to react.
Click.
So they start doing the announcements. They want to, like, the organizers, who I haven't even met yet, 2 hours into the party, I have no idea who was running the show because I'm stuck in my little cage.
That was like my high school. I never met my principal.
Mm-hmm. Same kind of deal. No.
Yeah.
So this woman walks up to me, and I assume she worked at the bar. She said, "Do you have a microphone?" I said, "Yes, but it's only a wired mic." She goes, "Oh, well, they want a wireless." Well, they didn't book it through me.
Great.
Well, we have one. How do you use it?
Mother of God and country.
So I told her...
Okay, here's what you do. Did it come in packaging? Okay, put it back in the packaging.
Take it back to the store.
Now, on Monday when the store opens.
So I talked to her a little bit, try to figure out what the situation is with the wireless mic. Is it just like... a standalone receiver that I can plug into my gear? I'm not supposed to do it, but I can if you're desperate. Oh, I don't know. I'll have to get the bar guy, the bartender, to look at that. Yeah.
Where do we plug the wiring? It's wireless.
So the 10 minutes, 15 minutes go by. This other guy who I have seen regularly running around delegating things, who was not the head honcho, but like the second in command, comes up to me with wireless microphone in hand, gives it to me and says, "So what do we do with this thing?"
Well, if you can get some batteries for it.
I know where to find some.
I know where you can put it.
And I assumed he knew at least...
Sound quality might be bad.
It sounds a little muffled.
Well, they know until we try.
It sounds like a hallway.
That is a lot of methane.
Probing for methane.
Don't you even get back to it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So this is eyeglass cleaner, right?
Yeah, drink it.
Okay. It is caustic?
It should be.
Okay.
And I assume because he was kind of running the show while the head honcho was running the staff that he had at least a basic comprehension.
No, never assume.
So I knew that because I was running my feed through their house system, that they probably couldn't run their wireless microphone over top of my signal.
Invariably, what you do is you go to the person who's in charge.
Kill them.
And you look for the person that's you look for the person that's standing next to them that's face palming constantly.
They're
the ones who knows what's going on.
There was no such person in the bar.
That is your problem.
Exactly. Because what I said to him was, is it a standalone receiver or is it in the rack? He gave me that deer in the headlights look that made me realize I was completely fucked, and I said to him, look, I can't control your gear. You'll have to figure it out. I can only use my microphone, and my cord is 3 feet long, so they'll have to be up here with me, and that probably is not going to work. Oh, well, I guess I'll have to call in the other bartender, because he's the only one who knows how to work this piece of shit. They had to call in a guy, wake him up, bring him in to turn it on. It took them an hour, and when they turned it on, he basically walked in, flipped a switch, and walked out, didn't wait to see how it was leveled. It was on max. Complete and utter max. So they finally turn on the microphone, hand it to this woman who wants to do the first announcement.
And the voice of God.
It didn't even get to the voice of God.
I am the giant talking head.
It didn't even get to the voice
feedback.
Of God. Squealing like you have never heard over their 20 million amazing pro audio speakers and subwoofers that sounded like nails on chalkboard.
The bartender that left tried to kill everyone. That's what it was.
He'd had enough.
Fuck you. All woke me up. Click. This is what you get.
1.6 gigawatts of power.
And they know I tried to go down and introduce myself to a few people earlier, so people are like, looking upstairs at me, and I'm like, no, not me. Just don't blame me. Just look down there.
Don't you be looking over here.
Hands in the air.
There's no haters here.
I am not responsible for this shit right here. I am not.
She went Rosie Perez on the room.
That is a perfect storm of clusterfuck.
It went on for a little bit.
The perfect storm.
they couldn't figure out how to fix it, so eventually she did.
Turn the volume down.
They didn't know where it was. They didn't know how
it worked. It should be right next to the switch the guy flicked.
Yeah, but nobody actually watched him flick the switch.
Yeah, for the love of God.
See, that's otherwise, they would have seen him cranking all of the levels
up. Comes in.
He's like hand up. Don't look. Dog. All right.
That's the only thing he does. He was actually a holdover from like 4 owners ago.
Well, he went to college for 4 years to know which button to press.
So it took them 20 minutes to give up. 20 minutes of squealing.
That's not bad.
And hissing and popping and everything. Finally, she comes upstairs, the organizer of the event. Client, and she goes, I'm really sorry. Can we use your microphone? I said, sure, absolutely. In fact, you're in luck. I actually have an extension cord with me today. Hang on 1 minute. Click, click, click. Now you just talk like you're talking over the crowd. I'm going to make you sound fantastic. Oh, thank you. And she runs up to the ledge because she's on.
And she tripped over the thing and fell into the.
No.
Hung herself with the cord.
No.
She hung herself, right?
No.
Hung herself with the cord.
She sounded awesome. I made her sound perfect.
Well, she was choking to death.
People can actually understand her. So she's all excited now. She can actually use the microphone. Now we have to do door prizes.
My way was better.
I like your way too.
But she didn't want to do the door prizes from upstairs in the mezzanine. So I had to...
Of course not, because that would make sense.
No, because there was no access to it. She had to, like, climb over the shit like I did. So
is this club named Pan's Labyrinth?
Pretty much. I had to.
Welcome to the chambers.
Did you have to pass a giant three-headed dog to get into the place? What the fuck?
They handed out three balls of yarn at the entrance.
Their security guard was ugly.
And it was golden. Yeah, exactly. Club Minos, you know. Just
so we had to arrange for someone to wait at the lower level and catch the microphone that I had to lower down carefully, like in the MMA fights that it comes down.
In this corner, we're in 110 pounds of pure stupid.
Let's get ready to rumble. Work
this shit up.
God, and as the night went on, it just got worse and worse.
That wasn't the worst part.
But how?
I'm playing my music. I'm pushing my levels a little bit because their house system is running the master volume. I have only so much signal I can put out there. If I put too much signal through the line, it's going to sound like shit. It's like when you turn your device to max and then turn down your headphones. It's not as loud, but it sounds like it's coming through a paper bag. That kind of distortion. So I'm trying to prevent that, but what they're doing is they're turning me down because they don't want the music that loud, but they don't tell me. So I'm pushing more signal and they're turning me down. I'm pushing more signal, they're turning me down. Meanwhile, everyone at the club is going, can you turn it up? Can you make it a little bit louder? It's like background level. I'm like, I can't get out of my cage. I can't talk to anybody. I don't know where the organizers are. I don't even know their fucking names. So I'm basically telling jack off McDoucherson, who walks up to me to bitch, to say, it's not me, man. It's the house system. You got to complain to the bar. So 15 douchebags later, I guess they finally got fed up and turned up the house system so I could drop my levels a little bit. But now I can't tell how loud anything is because I'm like Charlie Brown. I'm up in the rafters and all I'm hearing is wah, 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 wah. That's it. Like, I can't even hear the bass line. It's just...
But fortunately, that woofer there was protecting her, so... Yeah. And the couple having sex in it, yeah.
So then I have...
If only you could have been able to figure out the lethal volume level, all your problems would be solved.
Was there any way to make the brown note?
Yeah, brown
notes. Speaking of the brown note, I had a Hindu guy come up to me and say,
"Wow,
can you play some Bhangra?" I'm like, "Yeah, man, I can play some Bhangra. I've only got a couple songs. I don't really know them that well. I hope they work for you. If not, you know, tough shit. But we'll see how it goes." So I put one on. Him and his friends come back, and he's got the group with him. And you know how that works. And they're in the herd mentality, so they're going to complain at you. I'm like, yeah, what's up? Well, we know the song, but we can't hear any of the words. Why not? Well, it sounds funny. Explain funny. Well, it's just weird. It's the house system, man. I have no control over it. Oh, it's not your... No, I'm playing the music. The rest is up to the bar. We're gonna find that fucking bar manager and his six buddies.
I hope you got him killed. I really did.
I know. But
I'd be good with that.
I could hear glasses breaking on the floor like every 5 minutes. So I know the party was going okay.
Yeah.
But the fact that I could hear the glass breaking as clear as I could hear it made me think that the volume was still low. So I was trying to push it a little bit more to try to get... Apparently, it sounded horrible. But, like, there was nothing I could do. I dropped the level. It's too quiet. Turn it up a little bit.
Big Daddy needs to go in there and kick someone square in the nuts.
He suggested it. He's like, do you want me to come down there? I said, no. I've got 2 hours left. I've only got a quarter of the people left. They're having fun because they're drunk enough to not give a shit. So, no.
Just, cool. If we ever take this gig again...
Bring our own gear.
Yes.
And I said to him, you know, why were they so adamant about this? Did they save money by not getting speakers? He goes, no.
What?
No. Like, they pay the same amount whether or not I bring the system or not. The only reason I didn't bring a system was because they didn't want me to show up and then have the bar still say no, even though it's a time... Like, if you've ever seen a Bose... compact system. If you haven't, look it up online. The footprint for it is literally 2 square feet, and then the tower goes up maybe the same height, well, almost 6 feet, so like 5'10". It's got 18 speakers, 2 subwoofers, 2 10-inch subwoofers. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a Bose, and it'll kick your fucking ass. It's an amazing system, and it could have outperformed what they had there with their 6 Pro Audio subwoofers that are totally built for a nightclub setting.
In the 50s, maybe.
Apparently they just got renovated.
No, they're just... They're trying to justify their renovations and that they have these speakers, and they just...
They probably blew them last night.
It's managing fucking... Yeah, they probably did.
I kept doing the promos. I was promoing the photo booth. I was, trying to get people to come up and make requests.
It's a manager. Okay.
The head manager was cool. The head manager was trying to...
Let me explain bar managers to you, okay? This is someone who's gone to business school.
Yeah.
And he knows how to run a business. Not a bar.
Exactly.
They're entirely two different people. He should be working in a Walmart.
The fact that he's managing a bar shows that he's failed in life already.
Yeah.
No, I've known some good bar managers.
No, we're talking about a business manager who didn't make it, and now he's working in a bar.
I've met those types. But there are some good bar managers who, they were a busboy 25 years ago, and now they're managing a bar.
No, I'm not saying a bar manager is a failure. I'm saying they were a failure as a business manager. I guarantee you
that's what's going on. This guy is... Yeah, never mind. Go ahead.
Well, the only last word on this subject is I'm doing all these promos. The mic is sounding good. They keep, for some reason, the number two guy keeps turning on the wireless microphone and yelling into it while I'm playing music. And all you hear is feedback and wah! And I slam the music off because I don't want him to blow a speaker.
Let him blow the speakers. Let him blow them. Not your speakers. I'm just saying, next time, just let them blow.
Also kind of trying to make a point that when you talk on the microphone, this is what you're doing. It's sounding like shit. But, so at the end of the night...
Yeah, he's the number two guy.
The moral to this story is that high-end audio equipment in the hands of douchebags who don't know shit about shit...
Douchebags and morons, yep.
Don't mix.
Well, pretty much, but the final note is that after I've done the best that I can... He gets on the mic at midnight. Squeal! His thump, 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 squeal! Laugh, call at the bar! Yeah, that's how you do that, bitches! Click. Yeah.
No.
If you consider that...
Yes, if you're a bitch, that's how it's done.
Remember I mentioned earlier I wanted to... Besides drinking coconut milk out of Rupert Murdoch's head, I also mentioned something about bocce ball. I think I just figured out the widget. That's the little ball that you use to basically...
You get a whole set.
Yeah, you get a whole set and use the little ball to basically determine where you're aiming for. Yeah.
Oh, they also ran out of food before everyone ate dinner. Before.
Wait, yeah. How?
$100,000 in gifts... And door prizes
can't provide enough food.
Wait, yeah. So they ran out of food before everybody ate?
Yeah. 2/3 of the guests got food, and the rest didn't.
I could organize a better party with my left hand, a notepad of paper, and a crayon. Yeah.
Punch and pie. Done.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just relaunched this bar. It's a high...
What's the name of this bar?
Am I allowed to say it?
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Isn't it Douchey McDouche or something?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I heard about Douchey's.
Douchey's.
Yeah, that's good.
McDouchey's!
It used to be the Chop Chop.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know what
I'm doing. I know.
Yeah, I'm at a loss.
I'm at a loss on this one, so I'll talk to you after the show, because I want to know so that I tell everyone I know not to fucking go there.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think that's it for Tales of the Stupid.
That's it. That's actually it for the whole show, I believe.
Well, we still got about 20 minutes left if we really want to go, but we can fill it with something.
We'll fill it with something.
But you gotta go to work.
Yeah, I gotta go to work, unfortunately.
Alright.
I have to go watch more anime.
Hentai!
I'm a big anime kid lately.
Really?
And it is the Uncle Anti-Dak, I guess, sir. Anti-Dak. Anti-Dak.
I gotta get going. I gotta go unload my urban pirate ship before people go to sleep.
Okay. All right.
So, everyone, have a good night. We'll see you next time. We hope you enjoyed the show.
And that's what servers said.
Yar, motherfucker.
Hi. That's how you do that, bitches. When the moon shines on the coast, you're rolling in the heat. While the cows are out there grazing, yet the milk is on its way. I am a cider drinker. I drink still all of the day. I am a cider drinker. It sweeps all my troubles away. Who are you, Laurie? Who are you, Laurie? It's so cozy in the kitchen with the smell of rabbit stew. When the breeze blows across the fire,